Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
Look who's here, everybody.
What's up?
Hey!
Slowly but surely getting back on the regular schedule.
You look almost coherent and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't take a painkiller this morning, so I'm going to be a real bitch in about an hour.
Why? Well,
How's the knee feeling?
It looks like you have less apparatus on it than you've had last week.
I think it's about the same, right? I had this
it's
thing
the same
on.
Brace.
But I mean, yeah. It seems like it was Ratmore. Bert, by the way, had knee surgery last Thursday, a week ago Thursday, and proudly declared, "I'll be in on Monday. I might be a little late." And by a little late,
Monday.
He meant 7 days.
Right.
Well, I was basing it on the first knee surgery, the left one, and I can't even remember how many days I took off for that one. But this knee, the right knee, turned out to be a lot worse than the left one. And the pain on this one has just been so much more. I don't know if I'm just getting softer as I get older, or Tom was saying that the meniscus was a real problem because it tore in half. Mm. So there are pins in there. And
when you repeat that sentence right now,
because I have no idea what you just said. I don't want to.
So at the end of the day, this one was worse because the ACL was ripped from the femur and the meniscus. Wendy just completely cut in two like this and was dangling between two bones just like this.
Like that.
My eyes are closed.
Can you tell everybody how to avoid this surgery?
Yeah,
don't
start playing soccer
when you're
50.
40.
Okay.
Yeah.
40, not 50, Jeff.
Sorry.
No, not really. I mean, if you play any kind of cutting sport, you're going to be susceptible to a knee injury.
What's
you know?
A cutting sport?
You know, like a volleyball, basketball, tennis,
soccer.
You side to side.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, chances are fairly good if you're playing golf. You got a better chance of not doing this.
Doing okay. Okay.
Yeah, the knees don't seem to really be built for side to side.
No.
Not
action.
Really.
Yeah.
Now, the way the knee is built, it's so complicated in there and so many things can go wrong. But some people go their whole lives playing soccer and never have an injury, which impresses me to no end.
Well, some people start playing soccer at age 5.
Yeah.
You started playing at over 40, and that's kind of...
And even now, I'm not bummed that I tried it. You know, I mean, what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looked like it was going to be fun, and I had fun for 3 games.
You're not going back, though, are you?
I'm pretty sure I'm not going back.
Yeah. Retired.
I think Stacey might have something to say about that.
I think it was a short, fruitless career. 0-3, no goals, no assists, no wins.
What about any sports then? Are you going to go back to sports in general?
Yeah, Melissa and I were talking about this on Saturday night. I don't know what to go and play. The thing about soccer that was so cool is that it was physical, you know, and you could really get beat up and do some beating up too.
Yeah.
Dude.
And
well, Bert likes competition. I keep telling him that because Katie's had this surgery, and one of the things that she had to change was forward motion, sports with forward. So she can still run, she can still bike. She, you know, anything, but she can't do soccer, shouldn't be doing tennis, even though we do tennis a little bit. But I mean, there's competitive sports out there where it's just forward motion and your knee will be fine. I mean,
how about like rowing? Because then you just sit and then use your arms.
Where am I going to go? Chattahoochee to do competitive rowing?
Yeah. I mean, that would keep you off crutches.
Hey, I'm not buying into this nonsense that you guys have been saying.
Do curling.
But curling does sound like a safe option.
Yes. And if I started curling today, I could be the best in the United States in 5 days.
Hell yeah.
Because there's only 3 people playing.
And the good thing is,
easy.
If you do damage your knee, all you would have to do is kneel down and you're icing it.
Right. And you would have to make up such a great excuse, because if you jacked up your knee curling, you'd have to make up a million different excuses really what happened.
It would have to be you got attacked.
So it's getting better every day, and I'm taking less painkillers every day. It's just, it's tiring. Like, I don't think people know the process. It's just tiring.
Because you have to stay off of it for, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
So what did you do this weekend?
Crutches are exhausting.
Were you even able to leave the house on that nice Saturday or anything?
Saturday night, Melissa and I went up to the Bidets, the BBA family's
house. Right, that's right.
For dinner, but I was so beat at the end of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And outside of that, seriously, Jeff, it's been same position on the couch for 7 days. Just watching basketball, working on the computer.
Is your marriage stronger than ever, or is one of you calling Evan?
Poor little thing. Stacey's not only catering to the kids now she's catering to me also, and I could see she's just at the end, you know? It's a lot of work for her. So I'm glad I'm to a point where I can start getting back to work. It's probably best for the whole family.
And you got the diaper off, so that's cool.
The diaper?
Yeah. Didn't you have to wear a diaper for your first 3 days on the couch?
You dreamt that.
Yeah. He just wears that. That's just at the bars. That's not a knee thing. That was, you know, drinking nights.
I have not peed standing up in 7 days, though.
Save that.
Yeah.
Oh.
That will take the dignity right out from underneath
you.
That's
embarrassing.
So you're not more sympathetic to those that sit and pee?
No, it would definitely not be an option for me. It really takes the manhood right away from you.
That's awkward.
So that's where it's at, man. I mean, every day I'm going to try to come in a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. And just try to get back into the swing of things.
Mm-hmm. So are you sleeping through the night?
No.
No.
Not at all.
It's uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable because you have to keep your knee up. So, yeah, I mean, it is what it is at this point.
Yeah.
Man, what's the countdown till this is done?
They said 4 weeks in the brace or 6 weeks in the brace, depending on how it goes. I mean, on crutches, and then another 4 weeks in the brace. I can't put any pressure on it whatsoever.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, for whatever reason, everybody's calling up, not to say welcome back, but to make you feel better about the injury you have.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Wendy,
good.
You may want to go for a walk.
Oh, no. Oh, these are fun.
Okay.
Hey, Jeannie.
Good morning, everyone.
What's going on?
Good morning. Just want to tell Bert that my son had the same injury from playing football, except his kneecap also popped in half.
Oh.
Popped in half.
Oh,
wow.
Thanks for repeating.
Wow.
Hey, Brittany, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Just wanted to let you know, if you want to do lightweight leg extension and leg curls on a machine, it'll totally get your hamstrings and your quads stronger, and you'll recover a lot quicker.
Yeah, I've already gone to physical therapy a couple of times. They don't want you laying up on this thing at all. In fact, my physical therapist wanted me in the day after the surgery, and I said, I'll wait till Monday.
Right.
So I've seen him twice already, but they're already working on it.
Who are you going to hate more, Dolvet or your physical therapist?
It will be Mark Wentworth, my physical therapist.
Okay.
First and last name.
I already refer to him as Diablo to my wife.
Yes, Bert famously hates any trainer he has because they try to hurt him.
Right.
Knowing that, man, that's their job, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No pain, no gain. Hey, Moynia?
It's Moynia.
Right. Hey. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just wanted to say, I think either Jen or Melissa asked what you can do to prevent from this. Really nothing. When I was like 17, 18, within a matter of a year and a half, I had both of my meniscus ripped, Bert was saying, and I wasn't playing any football. In fact, one time I tried to get on a stepladder, try to take two steps at the same time, it ripped.
Yeah.
And the second time I was just turning to the left and it ripped. So it was not even sports, it was just regular day-to-day things, and I don't think you can do anything either. It rips or it doesn't.
Yeah, there are some people that are just more prone to this kind of thing than other people are.
Well, it's good to know that we're all together in this, that we all can rip our meniscus too.
You know, it's been such a hassle.
Everybody rip your meniscus.
Everybody.
It's been such a hassle just being, you know, hobbling on one leg that I remember the other day when I was working in Washington, D.C., the host of the show, his wife went out and tried inline skating one day with their kids.
Oh.
And the very first time she went out, she fell backwards and she busted both legs and both wrists.
Oh, God.
So for 6 months, she couldn't do anything. And that was her very first time trying inline skating. So one leg is nothing compared to that. I mean, she literally, they had to bring a nurse in to wipe her butt to do everything.
No.
I'd like to wipe my own butt from now on.
Horrible.
Save that.
Horrible.
Well, anyways, good to have you back, even if it's only for half the show. It's good that you're
improvement.
Starting to hobble
back
in.
Baby steps.
Every day, hopefully a little earlier, and then I'll be able to be back in the driver's seat.
Hey, The Bert Show.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.